If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you might call it feeding time.
Feeding time.
Any other time? Would you speak of that as chore time? I don't know.
You know, chore is the word that some people never used to any great extent.
I don't think so.
They might now, but they didn't.
Well, I don't know anybody. Really, I've read chores all my life. I've heard of, but have never known anybody that would say got chores. What kind of things have you heard people used to call cows?
Cows? Cattle.
What kind of thing to call them in? Suki or Cali?
Yes, I've heard of that.
I think I've heard of it. Come Boss.
Yes, I've heard that too. Heard of that.
Yes, but not whatever.
But a cow's the last thing on earth I'm going to call
it. Run down on you. Anything you ever heard anybody say to make them be still while they're milking them? Saw Boss?
No. I don't think I was ever around at milking time. If I could find any place to hide.
Then any calls to a calf? Make any distinction? Then we said you didn't want to call any news, but you know any way you might be called? Or horses? I think I would just whip somebody whistling for me.
They did.
No word, though, that I could think.
And Dr. Hogland come from the sound to the sound of his call.
Really? That was it?
He would go down the pasture and take a basket of corn and call them up by blowing the car horn. And they learn that particular car horn, they would come.
Bet they were glad to hear it. How about when you're riding a horse in a buggy? Why'd you say the horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Get up. Might you also cluck, you know, kind of?
I think men did that mostly.
And to stop it. To stop the horse. Can you think of anything to call pigs? How about Suey?
I've heard that too.
But around here, the car horns will work.
Yeah, the car horns. Right.
How about calling sheep? To call your sheep anyway. I don't think we would know any sounds around here. Chickens.
I can't recall.
Have you? I think I've heard them called chick chick or chicky chicky, something like that.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get a horse or get their horses ready to go somewhere, they might say, I want to go. The act of actually getting them ready. Would you say harness the horse?
Yes, harness the horse or saddle the horse. See, if they didn't mean to go in a vehicle, if they meant to ride it, they would say that I must saddle the horse.
What about in a vehicle?
Well, they would say probably harness it and hitch it to the wagon or the buggy, whichever.
Not be any difference to you that they're going to plow it, get the horse ready for plowing the boat.
Well, I think it would still say harness.
Or maybe rig up, or gear up.
Perhaps. And put on the plow gear.